winter, start of the season, what kind of were you most happy with?
Yeah, obviously it's a very, very good win to start. Any win, the first game of the season is good. But we've been doing a lot of work on our processes, how we want to play our cricket, and today we came out and we were close to doing what we've been asking, which was nice. And I probably a couple of wickets too many with the bat, if we're being brutally honest. But we were pretty ruthless with the ball, and that's a nice way to start the season.
The bowling attack, Todd, Scott, like that, all that look like a pretty well drilled kind of unit. You must have been pleased.
Yeah, it's great. I get to put the feet up for most of the time while we're fielding. Like, the boys know what they're doing. They've played enough games now that they're running their shows. They've got their fields. They know what balls they're bowling, and they're just maintaining that. So it makes my job a lot easier when you've got high class bowlers like that.
When you went out, like the way Campbell batted, it was pretty good to us up there. What are you kind of seeing from him? That was pretty impressive.
Yeah. He batted really well. We were just talking out there that got a lot of time, keep taking the singles, let them come to us. Didn't really need to force anything. And he played it beautifully. Quite a mature knock for someone of his age, which is nice to see. He's going strength to strength.
Yeah. You're a good touch. Playing year round, you've done it before, but now managing that with a child and all of those things, how are you feeling physically and mentally at this stage of the year?
Not too bad. Obviously come off quite a big season with Leicester and keeping the whole season as well. So the workloads were a bit higher than normal. Come back feeling fit, feeling healthy, being able to manage the time nicely between family and cricket. So, I'm going to try and play as much cricket as I possibly can before I can't. So just trying to enjoy it.
You're looking great touch, technically and game-wise. Is there anything you're doing differently, uniquely, or you just feel very comfortable with it, where your game is at heading into this year?
It's probably done a lot of work over the years, mainly mentally. Like, the technique's always been one that's spoken about, and I've always tinkered with stuff and worked on a few things, and I changed another thing when I went to England this year, and I come back to Australia, I change again, and it's sort of trying to adapt to conditions. But mentally, just controlling the controllables, doing all that, staying present out there. It's a lot of work to do with sports psychs and clinical psychs. And I think that's really helped me out in the middle.
What did you take away from India? Well, we thought you played super. Like, I know it's a while back now. Are there any things that you took away from that experience and thinking, I know I can replicate that again in the years ahead?
I've been there a number of times now, so I've kind of got a game plan that I'm aware of what to do. So the beauty was the support staff there and the playing group was really conscious of everyone played their own game. And if you backed in your process and your game plan, then it was like, yep, sweet, go out and commit to that. So we all did it slightly differently, but it was great that, I felt my way suited me best, and I was, managed to get a couple of scores. I would have liked a few more, but that's the nature of the beast.
Did you get the sense that was, you said at the time you felt like a subcontinental specialist, or that's how it was phrased to you? Is that kind of it from that point of view? Do you still kind of hope that
I'd like to play some home tests. I spend half the year playing cricket here, batting 3 and 4 for Victoria. Done quite well over the last couple of years as well. The numbers are good, so I've got to just try and keep backing that up. See if you can get a crack. But there's got to be spots available as well. And the test side is extremely powerful at the moment, especially in Australia, so it's hard to crack into that squad.
Yeah. I just meant to ask before about Riley Meredith. Like, the fuck, he was letting him go. What was the kind of view of it?
Yeah, it was good. Riley was bowling quite fast there with the wind, but he was just accurate as well. So when you got pace like that, it's good. But to get the accuracy and he knew where it was going, that adds another. That's another level. He wasn't really giving any cut balls or clips off the legs. It was top of the stumps, bounces, and quite clear what he was doing each time he was running the ball. So, he bowled very well today.
you mentioned process about this group, the Victorian, you guys are building together. You've played some great cricket over the last couple of years, just haven't quite got over the line in the Shield, and obviously been close in the one-day stuff. How far along do you think you are in the journey, and what is the final piece of the puzzle to get a trophy this year in some way, shape or form?
Yeah, we've been talking about a journey now for a couple of years, and sorry, excuse me. We were sort of ahead of where we wanted to be in the Shield, especially. You know, we really didn't think that Shield finals were. I mean, always trying to play to win and try and get there, but there was also a bit of a rebuilding phase. So to go through a rebuilding phase and still make Shield finals, I think was very impressive from the group. So yeah, this journey we're trying to just keep improving, get a whole squad mentality, and if the trophies come, they come. If they don't, they don't. That's something we kind of can't control. We're looking to control our process that I've sort of spoken about, and if we can do that, that'll go a long way in doing the right thing.
Thank you. Thank you,
Cheers, babe.